You're listening to a podcast from Father Peter Smith of St. Columbus Parish, North Leichhardt, on the sixth Sunday of Easter. And now here's Father Peter.
Hello, it's great to have the opportunity to be able to speak to all of you, even though it's not in person, sadly, and I look forward to the time when we can be together in our church to worship together in person again. This weekend is the sixth Sunday in our season of Easter. It seems rather strange to me, I must say, celebrating the Easter season when Easter itself was such an anticlimax, not being able to celebrate together as we normally do those beautiful days of Easter. The Gospel reading over this weekend comes from St. John's Gospel, and it's known frequently as the last farewell. It's Jesus talking to his disciples about the fact that he was leaving them through his death and resurrection. And it's said at this time of the year, as we come up to the Ascension and the end of the Easter season at Pentecost. In that, he talks to his disciples about how he will no longer be with them, but promises to send them an advocate, that is, the Holy Spirit. How difficult that must have been for the disciples in those days, that Jesus would no longer be present to them. No longer could they see and touch and feel him in their lives. But they also had to hang on to the promise that there would be a new reality. Well, when I read that, it resonated with how we are in our current circumstances. The people that I know and love, who I miss and I'm not able to see very often, and sometimes only virtually through the internet, I miss them too. But I also realise that maybe this is a different reality, a different way of being present to each other. During this past week, Bernard Ryan and the principal of our school, St. Columbus, and myself, have been speaking to parents who are wishing to enrol their children next year for kindergarten. It's been great fun talking to those parents and to their little four-year-olds. One of the things that was often raised was how they were coping through this COVID-19 lockdown, restrictions and so forth. I was really interested to hear so many parents say, you know, this has been a really good time for us. Good time? I asked. The reason, they said, frequently, was that their family had never spent so much time together, and especially being able to be so present to their children. Remember, all of them have little four-year-olds. And they said that they had witnessed their children bonding together with each other, but also the parents having that great opportunity to be with them for so many hours of the day. Now, I don't kid myself, I'm sure there have been tensions and difficulties around that as well. But how nice it was to hear parents reflecting some of those positive sentiments around it as well. Well, I guess for the disciples 2,000 years ago, hearing Jesus' words of his imminent departure, but his promise to be with them always through the gift of the Holy Spirit, reminds us also this day that that promise is made to you and to me as well. That God's Spirit, his Holy Spirit, the mutual love between the Father and the Son, which extends to us, is present with us always. And just like in our own COVID-19 lockdown, we can't see or touch or feel often the presence of the Holy Spirit, but we know that the Holy Spirit is there with us, God's advocate in our lives, loving us, caring for us and supporting us. Admittedly, it's different because we can't contact the Holy Spirit across the internet, but we can see the effects that the Spirit has in our lives. The Spirit of us being able to bond together with our families, to reach out to those who are in need. The great work that's been done by so many of our frontline services in this difficult time in our community. We know also that things are starting to wind down somewhat. Hopefully, it will not be too long before we can be together again in the real world. We pray for those people who are still infected. We pray for those who have died and their families. We pray for each other that we will experience the gift of the Holy Spirit, His love and presence and support in our lives as we continue to live His love in those that we meet. Take care.